This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Bigger picture, if you're the CEO of a major American company and you agreed, I don't know, 7-8 months ago to be on this or any White House counsel, why do you stay? We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to suss that one out.
Why do CEOs join presidential commissions in the first place? After all, they're busy people. The gig involves travel, meetings with a lot of important people who all want to talk. You got to dress as well as the CEO sitting next to you.
Presidential commissions are ceremonial. It's kind of like a merit badge, if you will, for a CEO to be part of a group like this.
Mark Cohen directs retail studies at Columbia University, and he says participating brings prestige and visibility. And also access, says John Palizza, a former top executive at Walgreens and retired business professor.
A lot of money is thrown at lobbying Washington, being on a presidential council. It never guarantees that your policies are going to get carried out, but you'll be heard before anybody else.
Except this president has the loudest voice on the political landscape, says analyst Norm Orenstein at the American Enterprise Institute. He says more and more CEOs are finding that prestige and access is outweighed by being associated with an administration frequently accused of indifference to racism.
Identifying with the president in this way was going to identify them with bad things that could damage their businesses and their reputations.
Of course, the CEOs who remain have policy goals they want to achieve, like corporate tax cuts, immigration, and health care reform. Quitting the Manufacturing Council and getting angry tweets from President Trump for leaving could hurt all that. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.